look at the cover of the new album from the band Lord Huron. It looks like Pulp Fiction with a creepy, jagged font, trees dripping Spanish moss. It's called Strange Trails, all the songs and the artwork by Lord Huron's frontman, Ben Schneider.
The way I kind of envisioned it was there are all these separate tales from this world, but they overlap and they tangle and they collide sometimes.
Ben Schneider's songs spin from a world that he's envisioned and populated with a cast of imaginary characters. For his last album, titled Lonesome Dreams, Schneider invented a renegade Western adventurer. For this new one, Strange Trails, he creates a dark apocalyptic world filled with people rising from the dead and howling through the dark.
I had a name, but you took it from me. I was the man that I wanted to be.
Ben, tell me a bit about this song and how this one came about.
So it's kind of the tale of this working-class guy whose life kind of gets pulled out from under him, but he comes back to seek revenge and starts this greaser gang called the World Enders, and they're just kind of your traditional leather jacket-wearing, slick-back hair, punk kids who kind of run around in these desert towns and cause trouble. And the idea behind this song was to kind of tell the origins of that gang, and I was kind of reading a lot of weird fiction and comic books at the time, and I wanted this to feel sort of like an origin story from a comic book.
Huh. They're all the songs are first person, right? There's a narrator. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's the same guy narrating all of these?
A few of them are from the perspective of the same person, but no, there's some where I'm inhabiting a female character, a child, or some other male characters.
Who's the character narrating the song Fool for Love?
He's a guy called Buck Vernon. He is kind of a washed-up rockabilly country singer from a sort of a late 50s, early 60s kind of era. His big struggle is that he suffers from these really intense hallucinations.
Buck Vernon?
Buck Vernon.
Great name.
Before I commence my ride, I'm asking really to be my bride. I know there's another man, but he ain't gonna delay my plan. I know she's gonna be my wife, gonna fall in love, I'm gonna live my life with her.
You're weaving in the Bo Diddley beat throughout this song, right?
Yep, absolutely. We just wanted to kind of recall some of those images and feelings that people get when they hear that beat.
So that's Buck Vernon. What about the narrator on the song Until the Night Turns, which again is really dark, all about the end of days, but it's got this perky, up-tempo beat going.
I had a vision tonight that the world was ending. Yeah, the sky was falling, time was bending.
That song's just kind of about if the end of the world's coming, we're going to party before it happens.
What if the world dies with the sun?
From the perspective of a young member of that gang, the World Enders I mentioned earlier, a kid named Johnny. This whole thing is kind of living right on the edge, kissing the line of death, whether it's racing or getting into fights or whatever.
I love that you have all these characters, you know, named. You have them in your head. They must be a busy place in there.
Well, there's just a lot.
You mentioned a female narrator. Where does she pop up?
So her name is Francine Liu, but her stage name is Frankie Liu. She's kind of a lounge singer who performs at this club called George's Place, which is kind of the hub of the album. She's got a sort of a dark and mysterious past, but she's got a beautiful voice, and she sings these really haunting songs, including the first track, which is called Love Like Ghosts.
Yes, I know that love is like ghosts.
So, Ben, you're channeling her here. Frankie Liu?
Frankie Liu, yeah.
How do you picture her?
She's a beautiful beautiful woman, but she's kind of getting a little older. She's got a real sadness in her eyes and the sense that something, a lot of things have happened to her, but nobody's quite sure what exactly. Yeah, she's been through it.
Did you mention there was also a kid, a child narrator here?
Yeah, there's a young girl named Danielle who is narrating the song Frozen Pines.
When you're singing these songs, Ben, and you're thinking about these different characters, narrators, do you find yourself singing them differently? I mean, when you're imagining Danielle in this song, a kid, a young girl, do you change your voice?
It's funny that you say that, because I was just listening to it and hearing, like, it's one of the lowest registered songs on the record. So I guess not so much changing my voice as much as changing sort of my frame of mind. But yeah, I definitely try to just sort of, I guess, express the emotion that this character would be feeling.
You know, I know from talking with authors sometimes that they can have a really hard time letting characters go once they're done writing. Is that true with you too, when you're done writing these songs and these characters have been inhabiting your mind for a long time? Is it hard to let them go?
You know, I guess I haven't had to yet, so I'm not sure, at least with Strange Trails. On Lonesome James, there's a kind of a central character named George Ranger Johnson, who is this really underappreciated, prolific author.
Who you invented, yeah.
Who I invented, yes. But he, yeah, I do kind of miss George. You know, he might pop back up again sometime.
You haven't seen the last of him yet?
Haven't seen the last of George Ranger Johnson, no.
Well, Ben Schneider, thanks so much. It's been really fun talking to you.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Ben Schneider of the band Lord Huron. Their new album is titled Strange Trails.
Darkness brings it.